is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I'm Anisha Jain. Well, it's start of a fresh new week and looks like we are going to start on the back foot because the momentum from Friday is expected to continue. Remember, on Friday, the market saw a sharp knockoff. The Sensex, Nifty as well as the Bank Nifty ended at two-month closing lows, and it was the third biggest one-day fall that we had seen in 2019 as the Sensex plunged over 560 points and the Nifty also ended lower by around 180 points. The Nifty Bank fell almost 700 points in trade, but the bigger cuts were seen in the mid-cap space because that index fell around 360 points, ending at a 5-month low. And this was underscored by India VIX as well, wherein that index soared around 7% in trade, telling you that the nervousness in the Indian markets is increasing, and that is evident in the cash volume number as well. Because the FIIs, they net sold around 950 crores in the cash equity markets, while the DIIs, they bought in around 730 crores. Even if you look at the F&O space, the FIIs net sold around 2300 odd crores, telling you that for the last week itself, the Sensex and the Nifty were down about 1%. And do remember that these losses on Friday came in on back of positive global cues. The likes of Nikkei etc. surged 2% on Friday. The reason why the Indian markets was decoupled and was trading lower was perhaps the fact that the finance minister dashed any hope of a tweak in FPI surcharge on Thursday, and that was the last nail in the coffin, because other than that, the earnings have been unexciting. There have been asset quality concerns that have been flagged by the likes of HDFC Bank as well as RBL Bank. And we saw the reaction on these stocks on Friday itself, and even the consumption slowdown is something that is very evident as far as the Dabur commentary is concerned. But it is going to be earnings every week. We have Kotak Mahindra Bank as well as TVS Motors today. HUL, L&T and Z will come out with numbers tomorrow. On Wednesday, we'll be bracing ourselves for Asian Paints as well as Jubilant Foodworks. Thursday, we'll see stocks like Bajaj Twins that will be reporting numbers as well as Tata Motors. On Friday, we have Bajaj Auto as well as JSW Steel and Maruti. Separately, we also need to watch out for the GST meet on 25th July as well as the US GDP number that will come on Friday. In fact, talking about the US markets, that market itself saw the biggest weekly loss since May that we saw this week itself. Of course, the spokesperson for New York Fed really tempered down the expectations around the Fed rate cut, and that is why we saw the slip from the top. But apart from that, there is some nervousness regarding crude as well, wherein Iran said that they have captured one of the British oil tankers, and that's the reason the oil market really surged, and on the flip side, the equities came off. Asia this morning is largely trading lower. The SGX Nifty is suggesting a downside of around 20 to 30 points. If you look at the stock specific action, a lot of earnings reaction that we have to deal with. Reliance Industries is the big one. That one reported better numbers optically. But then there are a lot of one-offs as well as internals in terms of Reliance Jio as well as GRMs look weak. However, there's a positive news in terms of Brookfield looking to invest around 25,000 crores in the RIL Tower InvIT. HDFC Bank will also be reacting to the numbers. NII came in better than expectation at around 14,000 odd crores. The core operating profit continued to grow at the rate of around 10%. GNPA is steady, but the slippages have increased. For Interglobe Aviation, the ball has been hit out of the park because the net profit came at 1200 crores, and that compares to 30 crores year on year. Revenue growth of 44%, yield has gone up by 13%. So all the positives coming in for Interglobe Aviation. For Mara Rajas, the revenue were better than expectations and the margins remain strong in a challenging environment. For L&T Tech, even though the margin has come better than expectation, the company has cut down the FY20 revenue guidance, and that is something to watch out for. And also keep an eye out on the housing finance companies, because NHB has banned the subvention schemes and that might have a negative impact on growth. So a whole host of stocks really to focus on today. Looks like the start is going to be on back foot. These were all the cues that CNBC TV 18 had for you, along with India's oldest exchange, BSE. Have a very good day.